Time now to take five for your community. It's a service of Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and we'll just let you guys introduce yourselves. Go ahead, Evan, you're first.
I'm Evan Lips, the Food Service Director for Washington Community Schools.
I'm Rose Wilson, Director of Facilities for Sodexo at Washington Community Schools.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for coming in. We got an event coming up on Monday, Diversity Day at Washington Schools. And I guess, Rose, we'll start with you. Tell us a little bit about the concept of what's going to be happening Monday around 4 o'clock.
Sure. The idea came from Dr. Roach and one of our salespeople, Denisa. And the point is to explore and educate about diversity in the schools and in the community. And see where everybody comes from, their cultures, and learn more about that, and learn more about the inclusion.
And Evan, where does Sodexo's role come into this?
We're going to be preparing foods with some of the students from out of the country. So we'll have some French Creole food that represents the Haitian students, some Latin food, some Southeast Asian food, just for people to sample if they come to the fair. And the students will actually be helping me cook it, so it'll be authentic.
And have you had a chance to cook some of these different types of food before?
Some of it, no. So it's going to be fun for me, too.
And what's the secret to some of these dishes? For some reason, I keep thinking some of these might be a little bit spicy.
Yeah, they will be. And we'll use a certain kind of peppers to try and, you know, tone that down a little bit so people can try it and get an idea of where the flavors are from. But, yeah, most of it is pretty spicy.
And all of the different ethnicities will be covered at this diversity night?
Yes.
So anybody who wants to come on out is invited to come out. You can meet the chefs, the guest chefs, and you can sample the food.
Yeah. But Rose can tell you there's a lot of other stuff we're going to be doing also.
All right, Rose, what else we got going on?
Sure. We're also going to have some kids coming out and dancing, you know, at the diversity fair. There's going to be culturally diverse games, music. There's going to be language stations, so kids and adults can learn a little bit of each other's languages. And there'll be health and wellness booths. I know the Y and the Chamber are both going to have booths, too, to educate about summer programs. We're going to have a poster contest from the elementary school and the high school and the junior high. There's going to be crafts, and we're going to have a $100 door prize that day. So looking forward to it. It's going to be exciting.
4 o'clock, right?
Yes, 4 to 6.
On Monday night, and this all happens in the cafeteria?
Yes, sir.
In the high school cafeteria at Washington. So come on out. Again, it's absolutely free of charge. And talking about the languages, you know, that's kind of been the issue, the language barrier, especially when you talk about Creole a little bit. That's that's the one that people are struggling to learn a little bit, I think.
I think so. It is exciting. I have a lot of Haitian neighbors, and you know, our kids all hang out and they play, and I'm excited to learn just a little bit so that I can be more inclusive.
Absolutely. So diversity is what it's all about. Monday at the Washington High School cafeteria, a diversity night. Again, it's going to be a chance to sample some of the different ethnic foods, a chance to learn the languages, meet the students, see some demonstrations. Just a big night. Again, 4 to 6 p.m., Washington High School cafeteria. Is there anything else we should pass along for those that are coming out to this?
Bring your families.
Yeah, bring your families. This was a chance for me to also to talk about some of the food programs I have, like the summer program and the after-school dinner program, which are completely free to students, and some of the other communities that we're trying to promote here don't really participate in those. So that's one of the other reasons I wanted to do this.
Absolutely. So again, we're going to have Evan back to talk more about that, but they've got some great opportunities for the summer lunch programs through Sodexo Services and Washington Community Schools, and we'll be sure to get you back in to talk about that. But want to stress again, diversity night, 4 o'clock, 6 p.m 4 to 6 at the Washington High School cafeteria. Everyone is invited. It is absolutely free. And we look forward to seeing a big crowd there. Guys, thanks so much for coming in, and best of luck with the event on Monday.
All right, hey, thanks, Dwayne.
Take 5, a service of Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram.